selfish part. That poor man had broke her heart. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away,
away, away,
away, away, down south of Dixie. Away,
away,
here's a help to the next door missus and all the gals that want to kiss us. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. But if you want to drive away sorrow, come and hear this song tomorrow. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away,
away, away,
away, down south of Dixie.
Away,
away,
away.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our little journey together in this musical time machine. Thank you kindly. We sure enjoyed doing it for you, as always. The music's the most important thing. Buy the tapes if you want, but make sure you keep the songs in your heart. Keep them in your mouths, too. Let's sing those old songs and get them out where they belong. It's not just our music, it's your music, too. It always has been, and God willing, it always will be.
There's buckwheat cakes and engine batter. Makes you fat or little fatter. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And hoe it down and scratch your gravel. Dixieland, I'm bound to travel. Look away, look away, look away.
Sing, y'all.
And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away,
away,
away, away, down south of Dixie.
Away,
away.
Thank you kindly.
Oh, 97th Regimental String Band, and they're going to be around this weekend, so be sure to catch them again. They're fantastic. Okay, we got one more group, and it's a pleasant surprise because Hilda, Nelson, Juan, and Jose have been here before, and everybody loved them. So as soon as we get these wires plugged in, we're going to invite them one more time on the stage and give them a warm welcome. They love White Springs. They've been to Israel. They've been all over the United States, and they're coming back to White Springs. Let's welcome Grupo Canaveral.
Are you there? We're so happy to be here tonight. Will you give us 2 minutes to get our things ready for you, please?
Two and a half. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much.
We're
so happy to be back here. It's been 2 years that we came the last time, and we're just so excited to be playing for you again. We are Grupo Canaveral. We were called, and I told Ricky, you know, we're no longer acoustic. We have gone into synthesizers and drums. And she said, Hilda, please, try to be as acoustic as you can. So Nelson and I contacted Juan. He's doing solos now. And we brought our friend Jose, who is from Paraguay. And we decided to put the group back again to the way you heard it 4 years ago. I hope you understand that we have done a big effort because we don't play like this anymore. It's a pity, and you guys who are in music realize how difficult it is to do folklore. It's the music we love best, but it's the hardest one to do. And we come with lots of love for you with this kind of music. We'll be doing music from all over Latin America. Our first song is called, and it's very fitting to be the first one, Arrival, Llegada del Paraguay. Thank you very much. We're going to Argentina to a song that symbolizes or tries to symbolize the unity of all the Latin American countries, which unfortunately isn't a reality. This song is called Canción con Todos, Song for Everyone or With Everyone. Thank you.
salgo a caminar por la cintura cósmica del sur. Piso en la región más vegetal del viento y de la luz. Siento al caminar toda la piel de América en mi piel, y arde mi sangre un río perdiendo en mi voz su caudal. Sol del Toperú, rostro Bolivia, estaño y soledad. Un verde Brasil pesando a Chile, cobre el mineral. Subo desde el sur hacia la entraña América y total, pura raíz de un grito destinado a crecer. Está ya todas las voces, todas las manos, todas, toda la sangre puede ser canción en el viento. Canta conmigo, canta, hermano americano, libera tu esperanza con un grito en la voz.
Probably be questioning yourself, well, why is it that these people are playing this kind of music? Well, we're all from different countries in Latin America, and we live in the Miami area, and there wasn't a group that would put together all this music, and we were just dying to be able to listen to this kind of music, because you can't hear it here in the States, and many times in our own countries we can't hear it anymore. So we decided to get together and try to work to put the music again together and play music from all over Latin America. It took us a while because people just didn't understand what we were trying to do. They thought this was old music and it wasn't worth it. We're very happy that the experiment worked out, and we are going little by little further and further on. I have to thank the Florida Folklife Festival, because in our second or third year, they gave us a big, big push, and I'm very happy because they gave us like a recognition that we had never expected, much less from the state. So we're very happy that it was the Florida Folklife Festival that added this push to our work. I would like to introduce to you the members of our group. As I said, Jose Ortega is from Paraguay, and he's playing the Paraguayan harp. Juan Areco, you remember Juan from other times. He's also from Paraguay, and he plays the acoustic guitar. Nelson, my husband, Nelson Zuleta from Venezuela. He will be playing the cuatro and the charango. And my name is Hilda, and I'm Cuban, and I have been in this country for a long time, and I'm very happy to be here. I need some water. If they can get me water from the back, if somebody can do me the favor of getting me some water, please. Our next song comes from Peru. Peru has one of the most beautiful expressions of Latin American music. And this is the Peruvian waltz. We've played several Peruvian waltzes here before. The quality of the Peruvian waltz, it's recognizable because of its melodic quality. And it is unfortunate that it will be in Spanish and you can't hear the words, but the words are poetry all the time. All the Peruvian waltzes are known for its poetical form. This one is called Soul, Heart, and Life. Alma, corazón y vida.
Recuerdo aquella vez que yo te conocí. Recuerdo aquella tarde, pero no recuerdo ni cómo te vi. Pero sí te diré que yo me enamoré de esos tus lindos ojos, de tus labios rojos que no olvidaré. Oye esta canción que lleva alma, corazón y vida. Esas tres cositas nada más te doy. Porque no tengo fortuna, ofrezco alma, corazón y vida y nada más. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte y vida para vivirla junto a ti. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte y vida para vivirla junto a ti.
A ver esa palma.
Recuerdo aquella vez
que yo te conocí.
Recuerdo aquella tarde, pero no recuerdo ni cómo te vi. Pero sí te diré que yo me enamoré de esos tus ojos, de tus labios rojos que no olvidaré. Oye esta canción que lleva alma, corazón y vida. Esas tres cositas nada más te doy. Porque no tengo fortuna, esas tres cosas te ofrezco. Alma, corazón y vida y nada más. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte y vida para vivirla junto a ti. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte y vida para vivirla
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think Hispanic music is probably best known for its romantic quality in general. We are known for the passionate music and vibrant and colorful music, but we also produce that ballad that the only thing similar in English would be the ballad. We call it the bolero, and it's the romantic music that you play when you're in love, the ones that you sing for serenades. When you go and serenade a señorita, you sing this kind of music. We're going to be playing one that all of you know because it's a very well-known song. It's called Perfidia.
Spanish.
Nadie comprende.
entiende lo que sufro yo. Canto, pues ya no puedo sollozar. Solo, temblando de ansiedad, estoy. Todos me miran y se van.
Mujer, si puedes tú con Dios hablar, pregúntale si yo alguna vez he dejado de adorar. Y al mar, espejo de mi corazón, las veces que me ha visto llorar en la perfidia de tu amor. Te he buscado por doquiera que yo voy y no te puedo hallar. Tus besos y tus labios no me quieren ya besar. Y tú, quién sabe por dónde andarás, quién sabe qué aventura tendrás, qué lejos estás de mí, de mí.
You all know what a charango is? Okay. The charango is a derivative or probably a precursor of the guitar, of the guitar as we know it today. It came into being probably in the 16th century, and I know you don't like to hear this, but the body of the charango is the body of the... What's the name of the...
Armadillo.
The armadillo. Yes. This one, I don't know if you brought the one that... No. This one doesn't have the hairs, but the other one that we have at home has the hairs on the back of the animal. At that time, when these instruments came into being, they couldn't find the gut to make the strings or the wood or the thing to make the body of the instrument, so they had to make them from whatever they found in nature. So it ended up being the body of a little animal. It comes from the Andes. This instrument is played mostly in the Andes mountain, and it's called the charango.
Thank you. And Juan Areco. And Nelson. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. The next song comes from Paraguay. This last song we played, the one before Perfidia, by the way, is from Mexico. It's a Mexican song. This one that you just heard is, of course, El Cóndor Pasa. And the next one we're going to do comes from Paraguay. We played this song the last time we were here. The first time we were here, we played it. And it is probably the most classical piece for folkloric harp. I would like to tell you that the harp that we're playing here tonight is the Paraguayan harp. You probably saw the Venezuelan harp earlier in the evening. This is another version. It's got 36 strings. And like the Venezuelan harp, it doesn't have flats or sharps. For Jose to be able to make a sharp or a flat, needs a key, and he has to bend the string in order to make the sharp or the flat happen. Okay, so it doesn't have any pedals, and it has to be done manually with the key. It's very interesting because the harp